Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest is someone you see all around town. You can't go anywhere without running into him. And a budding entrepreneur, but a lot of football teams, defenses ran into him a lot too when he was here at Michigan State for 3 years and then in the National Football League. And that is T.J. Duckett. Hello, T.J.
How you doing?
Just fine. You know, I was looking back at this Michigan State-Iowa football series. And there is one game that stands out like a sore thumb. It just doesn't fit with all these close games.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, you were there. You were in the end zone most of the day. It was 49-3 Michigan State in 1999, and Kirk Ferentz was just getting started at Iowa, and he's told me three times that was the worst whipping he ever took.
Hey, I tell you, I was a freshman that year. And playing that game, and it seemed like we just clicked on that whole game. We clicked. I remember, I think a lineman had an interception. A lot of people were just making plays all over the place. And I think that was the first game that I realized, you know, we clicked as a unit and we really gelled.
Well, whatever happened, it worked. And it was 3 years later when Iowa finally got its revenge. You were gone by this point. This would have been your senior year, but. Iowa beat Michigan State 44-16, yes. And I remember Kirk Ferentz say, "Hey, that wasn't like 49-3." So,
definitely.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this Michigan State football team before we get on to something very important that you have going—a VIP event coming up, and Hot Water Works, an opportunity for people to take advantage of that. Michigan State going on the road now, 8-0, and has a chance. A pretty good chance, I'd say, to become just the third Michigan State team to have double-digit wins. And you were a member of one of those teams back in 1999 that went 10-2 and won the Citrus Bowl against Florida. Being 8-0, what do you think those guys are thinking right now?
You know, honestly, I've never been 8-0, so I couldn't tell you. But being 6-0, whatever we were back then.
6-0, right.
It's... You just got to go play the game, and I know that the way that Coach D'Antonio has them, I mean, they're taking one game at a time, and it shows in the way that they've been playing. So, you know, with them, I think that they know they're 8-0, but they also know that there's one more game left, you know, and then there's another. So right now, they feel like they're 0-0 with a game to play, and just from the coaching style and the way that the players have approached the game. I think that's the way that they're going to go into this one. Just another game, and we have to go take care of business.
All right. Of these eight games Michigan State has played, TJ, they have played five home games. They played a game where they were ostensibly the road team, but it was at Ford Field, and they had about a 30-1 fan advantage. They played a game in Ann Arbor where they had more fans than Michigan at the end of the game, and it was about 50-50 when they were at Northwestern last week, maybe just a hair under that. Now they're going to go to Kinnick Stadium with the pink locker rooms and everything that so legendary there over the years. And now they're going to go into one of the most hostile settings. How tough is that for a player to deal with, or do you not hear that?
I mean, you really can't hear it. You have to go and just play the game. And the way that this team so far has been playing, I mean, they have been involved in almost every single possible obstacle that could have gotten in their way. And you know, if you want to be a team that sets records, that does things that no other team has done, you have to hit every single obstacle. And like you said, they've had the away game with people there. They've came back in overtime. They've been down 17-0. I mean, they've seen some adversity. Now the next step on the ladder is going into a hostile environment. And how do you handle it? What are you going to do? Are you going to rise, or what are you going to do?
Right. Well, we're going to find out on Saturday at 3:30.
Yes.
By then, you will have had a chance to the nationwide launch of the Wonder Spa, you
yes.
and James McFarland. It sounds pretty exciting. Tell us about it.
It is. And I met James, walked into Hot Water Works. He showed me a spa. I loved it. I bought one. We had some conversation. I asked if I could get involved. I got involved, and tomorrow, Friday, we're having our national launch. I mean, it's a hot tub. It's a two-person hot tub. It can sit anywhere in your house. It plugs into the wall, the normal wall socket. You don't need a special electricity.
Okay.
It's about 75 cents a month to run. It's virtually chemical free, and the more that when you use it, you only have to change the water once or twice a year, and eventually there's no chemicals in it. And it's an awesome thing. When I played football, I used to get in the hot tub before practice, after practice, when I woke up. I mean, now some mornings I still wake up and I felt like I was in a game. So I immediately get up, go downstairs, get in this hot tub real quick before I get in my shower. And it's a convenient. I really appreciate it. Wish I would have had it when I was playing. Tell you what, might have played a couple more years.
Well, the Wonder Spa, what's the big wonder? What is it that sets it apart?
It sets it apart because it can do so many things. You can sit in it, and it can detoxify you just by sitting in it. And then from there, you can turn it on. But at the same time, there is no chemicals added. The cost to plug it into a normal... If you look in your room, everyone has rooms, and there's a plug in everyone's room right now.
Right.
You can look at that plug, and you can plug this hot tub right in there, give it about 10-8 hours, and you have a hot tub. And, I mean, it's an amazing invention. James is a brilliant man. I'm glad God brought us together, and I'm excited to be a part of it. The launch is tomorrow from 5 to 9 at 2116 East Michigan Avenue. We'll have a raffle to give one away. And there'll be plenty of questions. Come on in, ask us about it, and we'll definitely love to inform you what the benefits of it are.
5 to 9 p.m., you said, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 5 to 9.
You're going to have a drawing, or you have a raffle? How does this work?
Yes, sir. There will be a raffle for a free tub.
All right. And so, where do the proceeds go from the raffle?
Well, the proceeds right now will probably be going to buy another tub to replace the one that someone just bought.
Someone told me that it was going to the Arthritis Foundation of Michigan.
Yeah, it is. They'll be there as well. I mean, with the tub, there's so many health benefits, whether it's skin, whether it's arthritis, whether it's just aches and pains, and that's kind of where the wonder is.
Yeah.
I'm kind of not trying to say so much because I want you guys to come out and see what it is.
Right.
So, I mean, but just the health benefits are really good.
All right. A lot of people are wondering now, TJ. They've seen the commercial with the tomato in the bottle, and they're wondering, all right, how are you going to get this hot tub into your house? That's part of the trick, right?
Yeah, it is, and myself, along with two of my friends, we were able to pick this thing up and move it into my place through my front door. Turn it up on its side; it fits perfectly. There's no having to squeeze or take the door hinge off. Even
does it take 3 TJ ducats to lift it?
No, I mean it probably take 2 of them, but no, no. Actually, it's not that heavy. I want to say it's I think 240 pounds.
Okay,
empty. So I mean, it's not light, but it's not heavy.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. And you say it fills up in an hour?
It can fill up in about 20 minutes. You just turn the hose on and just fill it up, and then in about 8 hours, once you plug in about 8 to 10 hours, it will it'll be hot, be ready to go, good to go. So you can plug it up when you wake up in the morning, and then on your way to work. By the time you get home, you'll have a hot tub for the rest of your life.
Well, I have a hot tub now. It's out on the deck, and it's not working very well. So I might have to see you.
You need to come see us and put this next one in your bedroom, you know?
Well, all right, what's the tab on this? What do these range?
Right now, they're $3,000.
Okay.
And we are doing you can buy them one for $1,500, and then it's $100 a month to pay for it.
Okay.
So, I mean, they can be affordable. You just have to budget it out. But in the long run, if for your health, whether it's your skin, whether it's your arthritis, aches and pains, or you just want to have a stressful day at work, you want to come home and relax sometimes.
Right.
I mean, you can't be trying to take care of your body.
TJ Duckett, our guest, former Michigan State standout, National Football League running back and budding entrepreneur, back doing a lot of great things in mid-Michigan, talking about the reception and the nationwide launch of the Wonder Spa tomorrow at Hot Water Works. That's 2116 East Michigan Avenue. TJ, we'll talk with you soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.